Just last week, President Václav Klaus was not budging in his opposition to the Lisbon Treaty, but the growing pressure he is under from virtually all sides found him at the weekend allowing for the first time that Lisbon was at this stage probably unstoppable by him or anyone else. It now appears that if he does get his country an exemption from the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights pertaining to the Beneš decrees, he may eventually sign the treaty allowing its ratification across the European Union. Well, Christian Falvey has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So Christian, are we in fact seeing a shift in the stance of the treaty's staunchest critic?
It's always difficult to predict what the strategist Mr. Klaus will do next, but it may be that the pressure from all sides is now reaching a critical point. After all, Mr. Klaus is really the last man standing in this case, the only person blocking ratification of the EU's reform treaty. 26 out of 27 have signed on, and the Czech Republic is the only country left. When talking to the daily Lidové noviny at the weekend, Mr. Klaus stressed that while he does not think Lisbon is good for Europe or the Czech Republic, things have probably now gone too far at this point to stop it. The way things are going now, it appears he will sign, but of course he is still holding out for guarantees, exempting the Czech Republic from the EU's Charter of Fundamental Rights. He was seeking these to ensure property claims issues could not be reopened, claims that were dating back to the expulsion of ethnic Germans from Bohemia and Moravia after World War II.
Well, does it appear that the Czech government will get the opt-out that Mr. Klaus wants?
The Czech government will begin negotiating the issue with EU officials. At the weekend, Germany's EU Commissioner Günther Verheugen said that EU countries now had to look seriously at the issue to see if and how the condition could be met. There is a chance that the opt-out to the Lisbon Treaty will not need to be renegotiated among all member states. Mr. Klaus, too, indicated that such a deal, similar to the guarantees given to Ireland ahead of its second referendum, would be sufficient.
So is there actually any chance of seeing the treaty ratified by the end of the year, which is what everyone wants?
Certainly that is what the Czech government has pledged and is hoping for, but there are still a number of remaining ifs. For one, the Czech Constitutional Court still has to rule that the document is in line with Czech constitutional law, although that decision is expected to come soon and in all likelihood it will uphold the document. Another potential complication, it came to light at the weekend, is that if the Czech Republic gains an exemption, neighboring Slovakia, which has a shared history, could ask for the same, or will ask for the same. These, however, are not seen as major hurdles. The main one, as we stated earlier, is if and when the president signs.
Right, Christian Falvey, thank you for that. Now, the past weekend saw the establishment of yet another political entity on the Czech scene, the Citizens' Rights Party.